Welcome to Garden Talk with your local growing experts from Booklift Gardens, where we help you grow.
Well, good morning, everyone. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer, and this is Garden Talk, brought to you by Booklift Gardens,
where we help you grow.
What a lovely morning.
It's gorgeous.
But oh my goodness, a little chilly.
Yeah. What did you have on your windshield this morning,
Mona? I had frost on my windshield this morning. The weather service, I don't think, was counting on it getting quite that low.
No, because I checked last night.
Yeah, and before we came into the studio this morning, have already had a couple people in whose tomato plants got their toast. So, doggone it.
And here we feel like we're pretty safe. After Mother's Day.
Yeah, but boy.
Mother Nature
just
threw us a curveball.
Fooled us this time.
Yeah.
We expect a high of about 67 today. It'll warm up a little bit tomorrow on through Wednesday, in the 70s by Wednesday, and then turning hot again for a day, and then it kind of dips back down again. So,
yeah.
But the good news is our nighttime lows allegedly, are going to stay in the mid-40s. So if you were able to escape any damage in the garden last night, hopefully we're home free where those cold temperatures are concerned. Man, frost on the windshield this morning.
Crazy.
It was just a little tiny bit, but enough to get up there and touch it and have to scrape it with a fingernail.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something.
We turned our heat back on. And we had the fireplace
yep,
going.
Yep, furnace was on at our house, too.
And last night, we flipped the gas fireplace on, and our swamp cooler came on.
Well,
so
yeah.
We decided we better turn that swamp cooler
on. You need to just pick one, okay?
Yeah. I wish we could do that outside in our gardens.
Wouldn't that be great?
Flip a switch and
wouldn't that be great?
Give it the right temperature.
A big weather shift over on the Front Range.
Yes.
They were in the 90s on Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday it was snowing.
Isn't that crazy?
Colorado Springs, some pictures that I saw, they had in excess of a foot of snow in some places down in Colorado Springs. That's crazy.
I mean, you kind of expect it still up in the higher altitudes, but not
down lower. Yesterday we got a load of sod in and sold out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
So John Harris up in Molina, he was going to bring us a couple more pallets of sod yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he called in and said, gosh, I'm really sorry, but it's snowing. I can't cut sod.
In the snow.
So we're hoping that by either late today or maybe tomorrow, maybe we'll get a little bit more sod. But he couldn't cut because it was snowing on the sod field.
That's crazy.
Isn't that funny?
I finished planting my little garden out by the House of Pearl yesterday because I was telling Mona about my little seedlings that got really big that I seeded, and they were in these little bitty cells. And so I had to get them in the ground. And I was out there. My fingers were like frozen. I had my plastic work gloves on.
It's cold.
And I was like, I think my hands are colder with the gloves. So I threw those off and just got dirt under my fingers.
And I think that's probably true because when your hands are wet and then you've got that cold wind.
Yes.
Burr.
Yeah.
Burr,
ooh.
Burr, burr.
Ooh, it was cool.
Yep. So we're going to be talking about gardening this morning. If you've got a question, something on your mind, something bugging you, give us a call. The number here is 245-1100, 245-1100. So,
call us because we love to get your questions.
We absolutely do. So a couple of things that have come across the desk this week. Some folks brought in a plant sample of a honey locust, okay? And so the leaves are kind of contorted, and some of the little leaflets on the main stem have completely dropped off. So it's just the mid rib, contorted leaves. All this, it looks ratty. It's alarming. I think that we had the honey locust plant bugs show up just a little sooner than they typically do.
Oh, crazy.
So honey locust plant bug is a little juice-sucking critter that it only likes honey locusts. It doesn't bother anything else. It only likes honey locusts.
Mm-hmm.
And they will blow in from somewhere, settle in on the trees. When they feed, it causes that contortion of the leaves. Some of those little leaflets will even drop off. Mm-hmm. It does look alarming, but the fact is, it's really not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
Those little leaves will, it will grow new leaves. The plant will grow a new set of leaves. Just as quickly as these bugs show up, they just poof, disappear again. Wow. I don't know where they go, but they
so you don't need to spray.
There isn't anything good to really worry about. Dennis has a couple honey locusts in his yard, and one of those trees every single year would be attacked by the honey locust plant bug. And he'd look at it and go, yep, you're going to be ratty for the next 6 weeks. But he never worried enough to spray them because he knew that once those critters were,
it would be okay.
Yeah, once they moved to a different range, the plant would be just fine.
And only one of his trees.
Yeah, they would get into one of the trees,
one's
but
tastier than the other,
apparently right? More juicy.
Yeah.
You know, tenderer, more sweet, something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the good news is, just let it be, and it'll be okay.
Yeah, let it be. What else is going on in your garden?
Well, I was just telling Mona that my peonies were just gorgeous, and they bloomed a dark pink, and then as they matured, they went to light pink, and then the petals are falling
off. Isn't that lovely?
But it was just so fun to have that color. Mm-hmm. My strawberries are blooming, my little strawberry pot. I had several of my herbs came back, and my herb.
That's wonderful.
I know, my oregano came back, my thyme. Maybe my parsley. It's looking a little.
Yeah, and all three of those guys, if the winter isn't too hard, all three of them will come back.
Yeah.
Parsley is kind of interesting in as much as usually that plant will hang with you for 2, sometimes 3 years.
Uh-huh.
And the plant itself will learn that maybe it's now time to make seeds. So if it sends up a flower spike and leaves seeds for you, don't pick that flower spike. Let that go.
Okay.
Let the seeds drop, and then you'll have more. You'll have new little parsley.
Ooh,
to go along.
Yeah.
It's just a lovely thing. Parsley that you can just go out and pick any old time you want.
Yeah.
Oh heck yeah.
Oh, I know. It's so nice to head out with my scissors and my little herb pot sits up next to the garage, so it's protected, and our garage is heated, so maybe it gets a little bit of
extra protection.
My poppies are about to bloom. I'm
Don't
so excited.
You love them?
Yes.
So do you have the big oriental poppies?
Yeah.
What color?
The big, I think they're like orangish red.
I love those.
Yes. And then my clematis is blooming, and Rick informed me not to get too attached because when we replace our fence that kind of blew down in the wind, our back fence more, but our front fence needs, he's like, that might have to come up. So I'm hoping not.
Well, so even if it does, so that project probably is going to happen this year.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep.
So just get a nursery pot.
Okay.
Carefully dig it up
way
with
around,
as big of a root ball as you can manage.
Okay.
Plunk it into that nursery pot.
Okay.
Keep it alive in the pot. And then once the fence is repaired, just put him back.
Okay.
Put him back.
That's what I was hoping,
too. Because a clematis root system is not that expansive.
Oh, good.
So I think you should be able to dig him up, make the repair, because we all know how gentle and careful people can be when they're working on something. Yeah.
Yes. It'd probably be good for that to be out of the way anyway.
It's like a dang cattle drive.
I know.
They'll
wham,
just
bam.
Mash it
to
smithereens. It's just, oh.
I know.
You look at it and go, didn't you see that?
I know. Exactly. And our back fence, it needed to, I mean, eventually it was going to have to be repaired, but we had an aspen tree that grew up voluntarily, but it was really tall, but it died. And the doves, the birds just love to sit in it. So we couldn't, we just left it and then don't do that. Because then
Stephanie,
the wind.
Why shouldn't we do that?
Because when we get those strong winds, then this happened like in March maybe. that blew that tree over right into our neighbor's fence.
Oh,
well, the adjoining fence. So we have a big hole in our fence.
Oh,
but we're going to get it repaired. Well,
but you were trying to be good bird neighbors.
Yes. We love mother. We love nature.
We do love nature.
Yeah. But then nature can bite us.
Every once in a while.
Like last night.
It just doesn't turn out right.
I know.
It just doesn't turn out right.
Yeah. How about your garden, Mona?
You know, I haven't planted my veggies yet, which, you know, at this point I'm thinking, wow, I'm kind of glad I didn't. It's not going to be a big garden this year, just a few tomato plants.
Yeah, of course you have your garlic going.
Oh, the garlic. Oh. The garlic is looking great right now. Yeah. It's about probably a foot and a half tall.
Oh, man.
And some of the stems at the base are already as big around as my thumb.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's I think it'll be a good crop this year. Spent some time out there this last series of days off and pulled some weeds and kind of puttered around in it a little bit. And, yeah, it's coming along pretty well. Mm-hmm. My perennial garden still looks like a train wreck.
Yeah, that happens to us.
I've only had a chance to get out and give it a drink of water just once. As a result of me withholding water, though, a lot of the plants still haven't come completely awake. Your peonies are already blooming and done. My peonies right now are growing buds. I noticed a couple buds out there day before yesterday that are about the size of a chicken egg. So when those guys finally decide to open up, it's going to be lovely. Just lovely.
I love that, though, how it's like it's staged. You get to enjoy all the neighbors' peonies, and when theirs are done, here come yours.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure where we are in terms of how close we are to a commercial break. Oh, good. We've got a couple more minutes.
Yeah.
So, you know, the other thing that I really love about the perennial garden, and maybe it's just kind of the way our yard works, is typically I have enough flowers that are in bloom in the perennial garden that I've got something to cut to be able to take to the cemeteries for Memorial Day. A decoration day is what they used to call it, but for Memorial Day. Uh-huh. So I have irises and a couple peonies, and I've got a big old fashioned rose that has gone clear back to its wild stage.
Whoa.
But almost always it's in full bloom at Memorial Day. And
that's
so I've got
perfect.
those little sprays of beautiful crimson red roses to be able to take. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that.
That's the best.
It is the best. Yeah. We also, it looks like the catalpa tree may be just about ready to bloom. I've seen other catalpas in town that are already up and going. We've got, even though we're down in a valley, we get little bit of temperature variations in spots where it'll get extra cold or extra hot in one spot and not so much somewhere else.
Right.
So
really
little tiny microclimates allow for all kinds of different scenarios, if you will.
Yeah.
So, well, we're going to take that first commercial break. If you've got questions, something on your mind, please give us a call. Our number here at Garden Talk is 245-1100, 245-1100. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer, and this is Garden Talk. We'll be right back.
Need to clean and reseal your current brick or pavers? At the Brickyard, we have specialty cleaners and sealers to help restore your brick to its original beauty. Or maybe you're tired of looking at that cracked concrete patio. Pavers are a beautiful alternative to gray concrete and can even be installed yourself. We have all the tools and supplies you need for all of your concrete and masonry projects. Put the Brickyard in your yard, 2860 I-70B or North Townsend in Montrose. Or visit us online at BrickyardColorado.com.
Hello, I'm Sharon here at Taylor's Croft. We have a beautiful Scottish-Irish store here, but we're more than just a store. It's all about your heritage, connecting with your roots. We offer all these different services, whether it be the Talking Gaelic Club, Scottish weddings, putting on the Highland Games. We're just helping the community learn their roots and their heritage. For me, that's a huge deal. Come to Taylor's Croft, 2478 Paterson Road in Paterson Village Square.
There's no better time to sell your car. Red Rock Auto Group will buy it today and pay more. Red Rock has a dedicated team just for buying cars. They'll get your loan paid off and cash in your hand quick, often within the same day. Don't bother with the hassle of selling your car yourself. Red Rock won't try to trade you a hot tub or ask you to meet them 3 hours away. They'll simply pay top dollar at a quick turnaround. That's the Red Rock way at Red Rock Hyundai, Kia, Nissan, and now Red Rock Honda and Red Rock GMC.
Building a new home? Come talk to us about hardwiring for automated window coverings. Hi, I'm Patty with Ambassador Blind and Shutter. Whether you're building a new home or dressing up your current one, we have the window coverings for you in the styles, fabrics, and colors you'll absolutely love. Come and see us in our new gallery showroom located at 1048 Independent Avenue next to Sam's Club. Or visit us online at ambassadorblindandshutter.com.
Hi, this is Sonia with Crime Stoppers of Mesa County. We are requesting information that will lead to the identification of suspects involved in a theft. Sometime between 10 a.m. on Sunday, May 1st and 8 a.m. on Friday, May 13th, unknown suspects driving an early 2000s model black Ford pickup stole a black dually flatbed ATV trailer parked in the 1100 block of Winters Avenue. The total estimated property loss is over $1,500. A photo of the two male suspects can be viewed at 241stop.com or Crime Stoppers of Mesa County's Facebook page. Information reported to Crime Stoppers that leads to an arrest can earn you up to a $1,000 cash reward, and you will remain completely anonymous. If you know the identity and location of the suspects involved in this crime, please contact Crime Stoppers at 970-241-7867 or download the P3 Tips app on any mobile device. For more information, see us at 241stop.com.
When a child is diagnosed with cancer, the last thing parents should have to worry about is how to pay for it. This is a St. Jude moment.
Calvin got diagnosed June 10th of 2018. He has Rhabdomyosarcoma sarcoma, a soft tissue cancer. One oncologist told us if it was my son, we'd go to St. Jude. And within 24 hours, we were on a plane headed here. It's hard to fathom what St. Jude has done for us. They've really given our family hope. For the donors out there, it's just amazing. I never thought we would be in this place. And it's people like you that help us and help St. Jude provide for a family like ours. St. Jude is like the gold at the end of a rainbow. And we are so grateful and thankful for everything.
Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Win tickets to the 13th Annual Western Conservative Summit in Denver, June 3rd and 4th at the Gaylord Rockies Resort and Convention Center. Go to 1100KNZZ.com.
Welcome back to Garden Talk with your hosts from Booklift Gardens.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer, and this is Garden Talk, brought to you by Booklift Gardens. If you've got a question, something on your mind, something pestering you, you just want to brag, give us a call. Absolutely. 245-1100 is the number to call.
You know what? Hearing those birds chirping on our intro made me think of the bees buzzing. And we took a little crew out to Palisade, to a property out there that we're starting to, we're restoring the gardens there.
Fun.
And you should have seen the bumblebees.
I love them.
Huge. Yeah. They were on sage. There was some flowering sage out there. And what else? The salvia. I don't know. But they were, I mean, there were bees buzzing, but all of a sudden we were like, oh my gosh, look at that. Huge.
Like size of
bumblebee.
Like the size of a golf ball. And they just kind of,
you
can tell their little wings are just going like crazy, but they barely go.
Man.
And they kind of bob along. Bob along.
I know.
When your poppies bloom, you need to make sure to go out and watch, because in my mind, there are few things funnier than watching a bumblebee roll around inside a poppy flower.
Oh, I bet that's just
they
heaven.
Are crazy inside those flowers. When your dogs have an itchy back and they get on the grass and roll,
that's what the bumblebee.
I'm telling you, if you watch close enough, you will see it happen.
I'm gonna get my lawn chair out.
It's the silliest thing.
That's awesome. I'll call in and say, Mona, I can't can't come to into work today because I got my lawn chair out.
I'm watching the bees. The bumbles are here.
It's so fun to watch Mother Nature.
Absolutely. At her finest.
Yes.
And you have to just believe Mother Nature is just giggling every time one of these critters does something.
I know.
The perennials are starting to bloom. They bloom in sequence.
Right.
Lots of the annual flowers are up and blooming. And it's just so cool to be outside watching these things. I get distracted pretty easily, so
yep.
I don't get things done very fast because
right.
I'm watching that anthill,
yep.
or I'm, you know, checking to see what the bees are into
Maybe
today.
That's ADD at our finest.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure I have a touch of that.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you're not sure about what kinds of perennials maybe to add to your garden,
mm-hmm.
Stop by. We're glad to help you with lists of things.
Yeah.
Everything from ground covers like Lamium and Ajuga that like to be in the shade to things like soapwort or ice plant.
I love sedum. The ice plant.
Yeah. Great ground cover
yes.
that flowers.
Yeah.
And you know, it's something pretty in a spot that maybe
right.
would have just been dirt before.
I just had a thought, too. Irma's been working on several of us out at our little outdoor garden by the House of Pearl. And there's ice plant, there are roses, there's hollyhocks, there's hibiscus. If you just want to wander
through
and see what snapdragons. Oh my gosh, the snapdragons over
the
there.
The snapdragons.
Oh.
Snapdragons are, I plant the snapdragons in amongst the perennials.
Mm-hmm.
And many, many times those snapdragons will persist for several years in a row.
I was going to say, these snapdragons came up from last year.
Uh-huh. And they will throw seed mm-hmm. off of the plant that is blooming, but the original plants also a lot of times will persist for you.
Yeah.
Another one that will do a really great job as far as coming back for you are the pinks, the annual pinks.
Mm-hmm.
I have annual pinks out in my perennial garden
yes.
that are 7 years old. They don't know they were supposed to die.
Okay, that makes that. Is the answer to my mystery, because out in my raised bed there's a pink in each one, and I'm like, I didn't plant you, it came up because they were planted
they
last
were
year.
There last year, and they're tough,
so
they're
pretty.
Tough little guys.
Yeah.
If you'll just take a little time after they give you the first big flush of blossoms,
uh-huh.
take a minute and a pair of scissors, go out and cut those flowers off, deadhead it down pretty low.
Okay.
Usually within a couple weeks, they're up and
They'll
blooming
come back
again.
Again.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, they're awesome. The snapdragons, we've had people come in with a snapdragon spike, a flower,
uh-huh.
and present it and say, gosh, I've been watching this now for weeks, but it's not blooming. Well, that's because that one already bloomed.
Oh,
when the snapdragon has finished blooming, the petals fall off, but it leaves you with a little kind of a greenish brown bud.
Uh-huh.
And it's got a little filament that sticks out. It looks like a tongue.
Ah.
So if you're looking at your snapdragons and you're wishing they'd bloom, but they're not doing anything,
uh-huh.
look at them a little bit closer. If there's a little tiny tongue
uh-huh.
sticking out,
uh-huh.
that one's already dead. You just need to deadhead it, and it'll start over.
Oh, there you go.
It'll start over.
Okay.
Easy peasy.
I'll watch for that.
Watch for that.
It's our little test garden.
Right.
And the cool thing is Sedona forages over there. She gets the herbs. She says,
she does.
Steph. She goes, I had a salad and I didn't quite have enough lettuce. So I ran over there and I got some bib lettuce out of it.
I've seen her do it.
I know.
She come tearing out of the House of Pearl with her little gloves and sometimes she doesn't even bring scissors. She just goes out and
grabs it,
picks it and runs back
it
in.
It doesn't get any fresher than
that. Nope. Give it a little bit of a rinse.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Good to go.
You know, and it's nice of her to wash the soil off.
It is. But soil is good for you. I've been listening to podcasts and it's good for our microbiomes. So don't worry if you get a little soil.
Oh, boy. Let's see. What? Oh, other flowers for maybe hot, shady, hot, sunny places. We already did
there's
shady.
There's some hot, shady places.
Yeah, yeah. The flowers like catmint.
Oh.
Meadow sage.
Oh, the bees were around the catmint.
Yep.
Like crazy at that house.
Blanket flower. Mm-hmm. All three of those guys are repeat bloomers. Mm-hmm. So if you keep them deadheaded, they will bloom at least two more times for you through the course of the entire summer.
And just like Dennis always used to say, in the morning, just get your cup of coffee.
Go wander around.
Do some deadheading. In the evening, you could always get another beverage of your choice. Wander through the garden. You know what? It causes you to slow down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And we need that. We need that reminder, don't you think?
We do. Yeah. We do.
Okay, what else, Mona?
Well, what else do we have? So, anyway, just loving on those perennials right now. Mm-hmm. And I forgot this part. We just got another truck yesterday of some smaller sized pots, quart sized pots instead of gallons. So a lot of these things you'll be able to find in the smaller pots.
You should come wander through our breezeway.
Oh, man.
Walking in the front. There's roses and then this new load that we got yesterday. It stopped me in my tracks this morning.
Yeah.
The air was cool. The flowering baskets out in the breezeway, all the flowers.
Did you wander through yesterday when the girls were deadheading in the garden center?
Yes. Yes. we have this big hook that everybody tries to buy, but we can't get them anymore, so we're holding on to this one where you can hang. Like if you go to purchase a flowering basket or a big plant. And so the young college girls were giving haircuts yesterday.
Little benches, each was sitting on a little tiny stool, reminded me of a milking stool.
Yeah.
So they had this hanger kind of away from the wall a little bit, and they were strategically positioned, all three of these young ladies, strategically positioned around this giant basket, deadheading. Mm-hmm. And I think they, over the course of a couple hours, I think they finished up maybe eight, nine of them.
Uh-huh.
And just chatting away and working on this
plant. I wish you would have gotten a picture of that. They were having so much fun, and they were talking about how sticky their hands were.
It's like, okay, you're getting the hang of it then, ladies. If your hands are sticky, then you're doing it properly.
Those girls have been a breath of fresh air.
They have been a joy.
Yes.
They have been a joy.
So fun.
Yeah, Lauren and Desi and Denzi and
Haley.
Yes. And they are little worker bees. Mm-hmm. The truck that came in yesterday.
Yeah.
All right. So
it came later in the afternoon.
It did. It was about 3:30.
Right.
3:30.
Yeah.
The truck came rolling in, and it was a big load. Uh-huh. And they put their coats on. It was cold still. They put their coats on, went outside. They had it unloaded and everything put away. I want to say it didn't take an hour.
That's amazing.
Between all of them, they got it unloaded and put away.
Yeah. So Dorothea, that works back in the grow room, she came to me like that morning, and she was asking me if Avery, who's our kind of our greenhouse tech, he does everything for us, mixes the soil, helps unload, helps deliver, she goes, I don't think Avery's here, and we have a truck coming in. And I was like, don't worry, these girls,
enhance your calm, Dorothea.
Yeah,
it's
like,
fine,
we got a deal for you.
Yep. And boy, they made short work of it. They really, really jumped in and got it done.
That's, we're gonna miss some of them, or going
we
home
are.
For the
yeah,
summer
yeah they're going home for the summer here pretty
yeah.
soon, so
but they'll be back.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope so.
And Haley.
Yeah, and Haley.
She's a high school student mm-hmm. that was working for us. It was kind of a grant or something through the high school.
Right.
It was a
school to work program.
Yeah, like an internship. Mm-hmm. And then, man, she can do everything.
She's awesome.
She waters. We've had her climbing over the, she loved help putting the shade cloth up.
Mm-hmm,
I mean, she'll do anything we ask
yeah,
her.
She's a keeper,
yeah,
that one.
She is a keeper.
Absolutely. So, if you do happen out and you're kind of wandering around and you're looking for something specific but just can't quite put your finger on it, grab one of the ladies, grab any of us, and we'll gladly take you out and show you where things are. The roses are blooming. Oh my gosh, those roses are incredible right now.
There's some, I was wandering through. I was telling Mona that wind that came through
was brutal.
Anyway, I was out picking up. All the roses did well, except the ones that have had a sign poked in them.
They got tipped over.
The wind catches the sign. So I was like picking up a few of the roses. And I went by these red roses and I was like, where are your sunglasses?
Yeah.
Because my eyes hurt. They were such a bright red. And they're underneath the shade cloth even. Yeah. I'm like, they are gorgeous.
Right.
And like about a week ago, this lady said, okay, I want a purple rose. Come help me pick out the prettiest. No, she sent me out with a cart to pick out the prettiest purple rose. And I came back with like four. I was like, okay, I couldn't choose. So here you go.
Here you go. You have choices. I have narrowed it down
uh-huh.
a little bit,
a little
but
bit.
Only a little bit.
Oh.
So did she only take one or did she take all four?
I think she only took one, but it was my first choice. So then I was beaming a little
okay.
bit. I was like, this is my first choice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But they're gorgeous.
Just amazing.
Yeah.
Lee went out and deadheaded those about a week or 10 days uh-huh. ago. And
which is no small feat, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bless her heart.
Huge, big trash can of
and the thorns.
Spent flowers. She came back in looking like she'd been sacking cats. She was pretty beat up. But boy, those roses, they responded in kind. They are looking really, really nice right now. So the tomatoes, if you haven't gone out and checked your veggie garden, if by chance, and I hope this isn't so, but if by chance your tomatoes got nicked, if they turned completely black, you may have lost them. But if just the tops of them are singed, you could be okay. Just don't touch the leaves while they're still cold.
Oh, that's right.
If they did get a little nick of frost, those leaves are going to turn pretty black. They'll be, turn kind of crispy. That doesn't mean that your plant is dead. Just cut off that part that got singed and stand back. They should recover if they didn't get hit really
hard.
They should be all right. I hope your gardens are all right.
Yeah, you do.
That's just awful. Yeah. Well, it looks like we're coming up on our last commercial break. You've got a question, something on your mind, please give us a call. We're running out of stuff to talk about. We never run out of stuff.
We never do.
We never do. Uh-huh. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer. This is Garden Talk. We'll be right back.
HVAC, heating, air, and refrigeration, veteran-owned, veteran-operated. The hot way to keep you cool.
Have you called an HVAC company to start up your swamp cooler and heard this?
We don't do that anymore.
Not at TNT HVAC. They'll service your swamp cooler and AC unit. Call now to set up an appointment today.
970-986-7576.
This is Jamie from the Brickyard. We have a large selection of natural flagstone, including sandstone, quartzite, strip stone, and more. Looking for the perfect veneer stone or brick for your home or business? We have a wide variety in stock to choose from. Come see it all at the Brickyard. We have all the tools and supplies you need for all of your concrete and masonry projects. That's the Brickyard on the Business Loop in Grand Junction or North Townsend in Montrose. Or visit us online at BrickyardColorado.com.
It's JUCO time. Tickets for the 2022 Alpine Bank JUCO World Series are on sale online at JUCOGJ.org. Purchase reserved or general admission tournament passes. A day pass option is also available. Tickets can be emailed or downloaded, print them out, or scan them on your smartphone. And those without computer access or needing assistance can call 970-245-9166. Join us at JUCO starting Memorial Day weekend at Sam Suplicio Field. As always, all the games will be heard live on the Team Sports Network. Get your tickets now at JUCOGJ.org.
Hey there, it's Jan from Toyota. Summer's here, and with an exciting new Toyota, you can take a trip to all the places that make summer, summer. Like a trip to the stables in a new Tundra. And taking a RAV4 out to go fly fishing.
I'm mostly in it for these cool waders.
Summer starts at your participating Toyota dealer. Now's the perfect time to test drive our most exciting models. The event ends May 31st. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary.
Visit Turner Toyota today on East Main in Montrose. Toyota, let's go places.
1100 KNZZ, dependable weather.
Mostly sunny for Saturday, Grand Junction 67, Moab 70. Partly cloudy overnight, 41. Partly sunny on Sunday, 77. Slight chance of showers Monday, 75.
Joey from Vermont, a farmer trying to get through the winter. Adriana from South Carolina, a single mother living paycheck to paycheck. Liam from Ohio, an injured father struggling to provide for his family. Hi, I'm Shanola Hampton, and I support the Feeding America Network of Food Banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Miss a day.
Record high gas prices in all 50 states.
Baby formula shortage.
Why I'm running for the Senate.
We're going to win this campaign.
You missed a lot.
Our border wide open.
Awful tragedy.
Hate will not prevail.
News Radio 1100 KNZZ. News Radio 1100 KNZZ. Grand Junction.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Police say a second person died in a rare tornado that hit a small community in northern Michigan. Lieutenant Derek Carroll says a person was in their 70s and lived in a mobile home park. No other details have been released. Russia has claimed it has seized Mariupol, the steel plant there that became a symbol of Ukrainian tenacity. Gives Russian President Vladimir Putin a sorely needed victory in the war he began. The siege there has been going on for about 3 months and may have led to some 20,000 civilian deaths. The top U.S. military officer is challenging the next generation of Army soldiers to prepare America's military to fight future wars that may look little like wars of today. U.S. General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, his remarks to graduating cadets at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point today. His address paints a grim picture of the world that's becoming more unstable. This is SRN News.
Getting It Right with Rick Wagner, Saturdays at noon on 1100 KNZZ and 92.7 FM.
Welcome back to Garden Talk with your hosts from Bookleaf Gardens, since 1968, where we help you grow.
Well, welcome back, everyone. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer, and this is Garden Talk, brought to you by Bookleaf Gardens. If you've got a question, something on your mind, please give us a call. Our number is 245-1100, 245-1100. You can also shoot an email to us. Email me, mona@bookleafgardens.com, or for pity's sake, just stop by. We are easy to find. We're at 755 26th Road. So, yeah, pop on over if you'd like a little bit of help with something. Hooray, we've got a caller on line one. Good morning. What's your name?
Wayne.
Well, hello, Wayne. What
Good
can
morning,
we do
Wayne.
For you?
Oh, what was that? I didn't understand.
What can we do for you?
Oh, we have a couple peonies plants, and we have they're making baby peonies, and we were wondering if we can replant those.
You can, but the timing is a little bit off. I would ask you to wait, if at all possible, until the latter part of August to do that division and replant those babies. That's when the peony is most receptive to being divided that way.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
If it's a situation where it's either do it now or lose part of the peony because of a construction project or anything like that, then certainly you can do it now, but the peony will appreciate it more, and the new baby one will start off better if you can wait till September.
Perfect.
Okay.
You guys have a great day.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You betcha. Bye-bye. So another thing, when you're dividing peonies, it is a really important thing to think about where you're going to put that new little peony start. Get that area ready to go before you divide the plant.
That's a good tip.
That way, that little root system is out of the ground for as little time as possible. So a couple things, you're going to want to work some good organic matter into that planting hole before you actually make the move. When you're doing the division, see if you can find a spot where you've got a pretty good little crown, and you're going to water that area a little bit, maybe a couple days before you do the division, and use your shovel to just poke down into the soil maybe 6 inches outside where those stems are coming up out of the ground, because you do want as big of a chunk of that root system as you can manage. as you're poking the shovel into the ground, don't pull the shovel backwards as if you're prying it out of the ground. Gently push that shovel forward toward the plant. That helps to compact the soil just a little bit around the root system. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then you make another round with the shovel. And on the second round, you then can start prying backwards to get that plant root ball out of the ground. If you've got to take it very far, I really recommend that you gently slide that root system into, I like to use a plastic grocery bag because it will fit whatever the shape of the root ball is. Sometimes it's easy to get a root system into, say, a 5-gallon bucket, but then you wind up tearing up the root system when you're trying to get it back out. A plastic bag works great, or a pillowcase, that will work too. Something that's a little more flexible. Mm-hmm. Then when you get your new little start over to its new home, before you take it out of the bag, you need to kind of gauge how thick that root ball is. And you want to just warble out that new planting hole so that at least 2 inches of the top of that crown will stand above natural grade. Oh, wow. This is really, really important. If your little peony is planted at ground level or squats down in the hole, it will grow a lovely plant, but it will not bloom.
They're kind of picky, aren't they?
They are. They like what they like, and they like to have the crown of that plant above natural grade by at least an inch. 2 inches is probably even better. Mm-hmm. Get him backfilled, water him in, and just keep him watered through the rest of the growing season. Come fall, give him one more big drink of water. Let's call it November, in maybe even into December. And as the ground starts to freeze, then you can put a little bit of mulch over that hole to help protect that baby root system and help it continue to grow a little bit more through the winter. If you'll plant it high, it will start blooming for you sooner than later. Peonies are just lovely.
So much knowledge. That makes me want to go home and investigate to see if mine has any little babies.
It might, because they will, once that root system takes off, they start popping out sideways.
Yeah.
I know some old farms down in the lower valley that have peony plants that are in excess of 100 years old.
Oh, that's so cool.
100-year-old peonies. Wow. And, you know, it started as one tiny little thing, but year after year, that clump just has continued to grow and get wider and bigger and they're glorious.
They are glorious.
Just glorious.
They are.
And, you know, the peonies for, I don't know if maybe proms are being held later or the peonies were blooming sooner. Used to be that a peony, as part of a bouquet, was commonplace. You could go to any of the florists and get a peony for proms.
Right. So my daughter got married in mid-June.
Mm-hmm.
And she had peonies at her wedding, and they were just gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. You know, and speaking of peonies, I'm going to give Jim Arcieri a plug here.
Yes.
Jim Arcieri has his big peony farm up on Orchard Mesa. I think it's off 27. What are the roads? Call me at the garden center. I'll give you the exact address. He has a giant field of peonies.
Oh, that would be so amazing to see.
It is absolutely glorious. And so if you would just love a big bouquet of peonies, that's the place to go. If you need peonies to be able to take for Memorial Day, that's the place to go. They are just exquisite.
Yeah.
You know, another little field trip that I would like to give a plug to, other than coming to Bookcliff Gardens, is the iris farm that's out on J Road, Willow Bend Iris Farm. And I was speaking to someone day before yesterday that said, some of those peonies on the brain. Some of the irises have already begun to bloom.
Uh-huh.
And so that might be another fun field trip
I
for you to
smell
take. Oh, my.
The peony farm and the iris
farm. Oh, my gosh. Just glorious. Mm. One of our coworkers this year, Denise, 2 days ago, she brought in a big bouquet of irises that have bloomed in her yard, mm-hmm. and they're in a big vase at the front counter. You could hardly peel me away from that register yesterday because when
scent.
I wasn't working the register, I had my face poked into that great big vase of irises.
They smell
so lovely.
Yes.
Absolutely lovely.
Take time to stop and smell the flowers.
Please do. Please do. One thing that struck me out wandering in the yard a couple days ago, I saw grasshoppers already.
You said that.
And
our clerk
that
meeting.
Just seems early. That seems early. So if you are noticing chunks taken out of your shrubs, mm-hmm. maybe out of some of your
How
little...
How about kale? Do they like kale?
They might pick at it, yeah. Hmm. Get out there and kind of wander around at the edges and see whether or not you've got grasshoppers. The one that I saw was probably already an inch long, and that's pretty big. Usually by this time they have they have just hatched and they're little bitty guys. You're not even sure what you're seeing, but the grasshoppers are out. The other thing that I don't understand at all is before this last cold snap came, when it was so hot, the crickets were singing.
That's
crickets,
way early.
Crickets typically don't start singing until the end of June,
They're
first
confused.
Part of July. Something is confused.
Yeah.
The crickets were singing in the backyard.
Wow.
I don't understand. I even went outside to make sure that I wasn't hearing things because, you know, I do hear the voices.
Yes.
But this time I heard
he
the crickets.
Voices and crickets.
This time I heard the crickets.
Crazy.
But the damage that a grasshopper does is going to be a little bit different than some of the other samples that we've seen come in. Mm-hmm. People will run in with leaves and say, oh my gosh, what's eating my plant? Mm-hmm. A lot of what we're seeing, in fact, probably the vast majority of what we're seeing right now, is wind tatter damage.
Oh, yes. And we've had the winds.
Yes,
so that makes
we
sense.
Have. And so what happens is the leaves become damaged as they're being beaten half to
tattered.
Death. Yeah. And any place that leaf gets bent or folded or maybe gets sandblasted by grit that's blowing across at ground level, the places where that injury happens, that bruise, will eventually die. That little place will die. As it dies, it dries up and falls out. And so it looks like something has
right.
munched it.
Right.
But it's just leaf
wind.
Tatter. It's
yeah.
just damage from the wind.
Yeah.
If you're not sure, if you just you really just want to put your mind at ease, bring a sample in, you know, snip it off, put it in a Ziploc bag so it doesn't dry out, bring it in and let us take a look.
And you cannot even imagine how excited we get to be able to look under the microscope.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we probably don't even have to do that with wind tatter.
No, not with wind tatter. But, you know, speaking of the microscope, there were some folks that came in with a bag of these chunky, fat little bugs the other day that happened to be on their pine tree.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at it and kind of laughed and said, well, you don't need to worry. Here's what to do. Those are just aphids.
Right.
And it was a brand new hatch. And so there was a great big swath of these big, chunky, yucky things.
Yeah.
So we got a couple of them out of the bag and stuck them under the microscope so I could let these people see, because they could see the bug, but they really couldn't see the bug.
What it looked like.
You put it under a microscope and it's pretty crazy looking under there. Pretty crazy looking.
I heard, see that tail? See
yeah.
that big old...
See those tail pipes?
Yeah.
Look at those tail pipes.
Just bring samples.
Yeah, bring a sample. We're glad to run them through. Run them under the microscope. Show them to you. Show them to everybody else.
We're all wind tattered.
We are wind tattered. That's true. All right. Well, we are just about out of time. Come out and see us at Bookcliff Gardens. Easy to find. 755 26 Road, a mile and a half north of First and Patterson. Along with Steph Griggs, I'm Mona Dyer.
Have a great weekend.
You betcha. Have fun. Bye-bye.